This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We finished the month of Dhul-Hijjah and started that of Muharram. And Muharram is the last month of the three consecutive sacred months, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. And it is also the start of the new Hijri year. And the passage of time, especially those noteworthy moments of transition, When we start Ramadan and end it, when you begin Eid and celebrate it, when you begin a year or conclude it, these are all opportunities for the believer, the insightful, the wise, everyone, to take note of what is happening, to reflect and to learn something from it, and not let the passage of time be something that goes by without some type of recognition, some type of reminder, or some type of change. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. This is He who had made day and night to alternate, so that those who want to remember will remember, and those who want to be thankful can be thankful. They alternate, but they don't just simply alternate and they follow each other. They are very different from each other, so that you would see Allah's power during the night and not miss Allah's power during the day. And the difference and the opposite qualities that they have enable you to see and change and deposit in each what is suitable to them, to be awakened by them. So when you see, for instance, the alternation of winter and summer, you don't just simply witness a change in temperature and a change in weather, but rather you realize something far beyond what you see, which is the Creator that made this possible, and then you react to that change. So when it is hot, you don't simply just complain about the heat, but it reminds you on any hot summer day of the heat of hellfire. That is, if it is too hot for you to be standing outside for 5 minutes under direct sunlight, imagine the scene on the Day of Judgment when the sun would draw so near, it'd be about a mile or a meal away from our heads. Imagine the scene in hellfire, and then ask yourself, if I cannot tolerate or withstand the sun during the summer, how do I propose to tolerate the heat of hellfire? So that a physical reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is sometimes stronger and more potent than anything that you will hear on the minbar, because this is something that your skin feels, your body feels. You see, that's a reminder from Allah Azza wa Jal. I seek Allah's refuge from hellfire. That's how you react to it. Not simply just complain that it is hot and you rush and you take shelter. But even as you take shelter, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana fa kam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la muwi. The Prophet alayhi salatu was salam, when he would finish eating, he would say, Alhamdulillah, I thank the one who gave us food and drink and shelter and satisfied us. How many people live without shelter and in deficiency? So when you drink this water, you will say, Alhamdulillah that Allah gave this. And you get yourself used to saying Alhamdulillah for every ni'mah that you receive. Because that is the type of living that is aware of what is happening. Not ghafla. Not ghafla. Allah Azza wa Jal forbade ghafla, inattentiveness. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Do not be among the inattentive, the heedless, the unaware, those who go through life asleep. They're awake when it comes to the dunya, but sound asleep when it comes to the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. He says, they know superficial things about the dunya, but they are unaware and inattentive to the akhirah and its affairs. If you were to come to one of them and ask them about the stock market, they will tell you. If you were to tell them about the latest political happenings, they will tell you. If you were to tell them, ask them about the latest sale, the best deal, they will tell you. This is ظاهرًا من الحياة الدنيا. That is superficial knowledge. You don't understand what is happening around you and the deep impact and the lessons that Allah wants from you. But then when you ask them about the akhirah, they know less and less about it. And they are very ignorant. So if Allah Azza wa Jal asked us in the Quran, أَفْحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ He says, do you believe that we have created you for nothing, for play, uselessly, with no purpose, and that you shall not return to us? If we were to ask this to any Muslim, what would they say verbally? Did Allah create you without a purpose? If they at least know some basics in Islam, they'll say, no, Allah created us for what? For His worship. The ibadati. That's a verbal answer. Now, does your life reflect that answer? That is, if you were to answer this through your life, not with what you have memorized, now that what you have learned to repeat when you're asked questions. But if your life were to be the answer and Allah asked you, did we create you for nothing? For play? That is, did I create you to collect money and simply get married and have children and grow your business? Did I create you to shop or to be entertained or wander aimlessly without any purpose and waste your life? Did I create you for this? What would your life say? And of course, it's legitimate for you to earn a living and you should get married and you should have children. But when that is your sole focus and when you exaggerate the permissible at the expense of the original reason why Allah Azza wa Jal created you. So you look at your day and there is no remembrance of Allah. There's no awareness of Him. There's no proximity to Him. You don't thank Him. You don't seek Allah's forgiveness. You don't try to please Him. You worry about the dunya and mostly about the dunya, not the akhirah. And we're all are sound asleep. And the time passes and it keeps passing. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you say to yourself, where did my 20s go? And where did my 30s go? And how am I 40 now? How am I 50 now? How am I 60 now? And what are you going to say to Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment? Ya Allah, I was unaware, I didn't know. And He tells you in the Quran, أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين. Because I've sent you these reminders and I've told you about things so that you will not say on the Day of Judgment, we were not aware of this. This is not going to be an excuse before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't want to be a person who, when they wake up in the next life, not here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Jahannam will be brought closer to them so they could see it. It is on that day when a human being will say, I'm awakened. I now remember. Now I know. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ It is on that day they will remember. But that's not the time for them to remember, Allah said. That's too late. وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى أي لَيْسَ هَذَا وَقْتُ الذِّكْرَى يَقُولُ He will say then, I wish I have done something for this life of mine. invested something in the dunya for the sake of the akhirah, I wasted all of it. You look at your day. How much of your day is for Allah Azza wa Jal? And how much of your day is against Him? Against Him. Then Allah said, فَيَوْمَ إِذِ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ. On that day, no one will punish as much as Allah will. No one can. And no one will tie people up and shackle them as much as Allah will. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the day of judgment, there is severe punishment that is waiting, but also forgiveness from Allah and pleasure. But this life is only the joy of the deluded, of people who think that they will live forever. So as this time passes, you say to yourself, what did I deposit in my book of records that will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What was my last year like? Because it's important to stop and pause like this. What was my last week like? Was it a good week or a bad week? What was last month like? Was it a good month or a bad month? And if it is a bad month, then you know what to do. You say to yourself, I'll ask Allah to forgive me, and you start doing that. And you try to find ways to overcome those mistakes. And if it was a good month, you praise Allah for it and you say, let me try to enhance it so that I could be even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to stop and pause and ask these questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. O you who have iman, have taqwa of Allah, and be aware of what you are doing for tomorrow. Consider what you are doing for tomorrow. Think about it, plan for it. And then if you do that, you're likely to change because of it. And Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiyallahu anhu said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَزِنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قبل أن توزنوا وتهيئوا ليوم العرض الأكبر يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. He said, رضي الله عنه, he said, hold yourself accountable before you are being held accountable. And weigh yourself, meaning judge yourself before you're going to be judged. And prepare yourself for the day of the greatest presentation. On that day, you will be presented. Nothing hidden of yours will be hidden anymore. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, even what is in your heart will be brought up, will be public. Allah will hold you responsible for it. If it's like that, how do you imagine yourself surviving on that day if you don't prepare for it right now? And each day that passes, and each month and each year that passes, is an opportunity for you to stop and review what you have been doing so far. And it's a good strategy to remember the following hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when one of the Sahaba came and asked him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, awsini. He said, O Messenger of Allah, advise me. He says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. He says, have taqwa of Allah wherever you may be. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ زِدْنِي. He said, O Messenger of Allah, give me more. He said, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. He said, follow a bad deed with a good deed and it will erase it. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ زِدْنِي. He said, O Messenger of Allah, give me another advice. قَالَ وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. He says, act with kindness and with good character with two people. That is a good strategy to keep in mind going forward. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ. If you are dissatisfied with your life, and it's good for you to look at two things, your early aspirations and your goals as you think you are departing this life. When you were young, what did you want to be? Is this the kind of person? And I'm not really much talking about worldly accomplishments. They come and they go. But are you happy with the person that you are right now relative to what you thought you were going to be? And if not, it is never too late. Are you happy with the person that you are compared to where you want to be later on? When you are 60, when you are 70, when you are 80, before your death, is this the type of person that you want to be to achieve that? If not, then you ask yourself, can I change? And if you have an intent and you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopt this. اتق الله حيثما كنت. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you may be. Summer and winter, day and night, in the masjid, outside the masjid, with family, away from family. Allah is watching you. And Allah will guide you. حيثما كنت. And because we know that we must fail, he said alayhi salatu wasalam in the next advice, and follow a good, bad deed with a good deed and it will erase it. So it doesn't really matter if you fail. It doesn't really matter if you forget. What matters is, what do you do once you remember? What do you do once that sin is over? Don't just simply say astaghfirullah, or from people even simply fail to say astaghfirullah. No. Astaghfirullah is important. But then you do something good to counterbalance the bad that you have done. There are salah that you can pray. There is sadaqah that you can give. There is dua. There is tahajjud. There is helping people. But you move positively as you have moved negatively. You move closer to Allah as you had moved further away from Him. So you follow a bad with a good, and it does not stay bad anymore. It gets erased. And if you continue to do this, you will be a better Muslim, a better human being. But you have to be aware of what is happening to you and aware of the passage of time. And then he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and have good character. Be kind. Have sublime attitudes. And I want you to imagine yourself as you go through life in dealing with people, as if you are representing no one else but Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. When you're driving, it doesn't matter how other people around you misbehave. Now, if Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting in the passenger seat, how would you drive? Talking about character. If somebody wrongs you, how would you respond? If somebody insults you, what would you say? If you have a piece of trash in your hand, would you throw it and litter, or would you keep it and deposit it properly? Character. As you leave the masjid, our ibadah is not just simply what you do in the salah. It's how you step outside, how you shove or you don't shove people, how you are patient with them. Though there are many reasons for you not to be patient, they are rough, but you are patient with them. How you are with your family, how you are with your kids, how you hold yourself to a standard and say, I'm not going to stoop to people's level, I'm going to raise them up with me. خالق الناس بخلق حسن. So plan for your next year. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabbil Alameen, to make us of those who learn the lessons of their past and who have a better future than what have they experienced before. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. No one can improve except by first relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, by truly wishing that thing and having an intention to be better. Third, and that is an important one, an intention or a wish will only remain abstract until you plan. How is it that you want to be better? If you are distant from Allah's book, then plan to be closer. But then plan a daily regiment. Not just simply, inshallah, I'll read the Quran. How is this going to happen? Because then you say to yourself every day, I will read this portion at this day. And by the end of the week, by the end of the month, that will be my final result. And then you hold yourself responsible, accountable for your successes and failures, and you improve on that. If you say yourself that I want to be, give more sadaqah, how will you do that? So you plan and say, I'm going to give on these days this amount, and then you check with yourself to see what you have done. I'm going to do night prayer. I'm going to stay away from that sin. How are you going to stay away from that sin? How will Allah help you with it? So you plan and say, I'm going to stay away from these people and from that location and from these thoughts. And I will do the opposite so that I occupy my time and the gifts that Allah had given me with what pleases Him, not the opposite. So plan for it. And if you fail, no matter, it doesn't really matter. You come back again and you try harder and you erase that sin with the good that you are doing. And as long as you are striving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count you among those who are in jihad. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. And Allah promised to guide you if your jihad is for Allah's sake. So don't give up on yourself. Don't be satisfied with your life. Don't give up because of your mistakes or your past life. It doesn't matter. A person can accept Allah Azza wa Jal moments before his death and die a righteous death, and they end up in heavens because of the choice they make. And that could be our choice. And some are part of the things that we want to embrace bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal is the fasting of the day of Ashura. So the day of Ashura, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast it, recommended its fast. And he said that it will forgive the sins of the past year. So this is a golden opportunity for us to seize. The sins of a past year. You want to start new. You want to feel refreshed. You want to do something to combat all the bad things that we accumulate. Here is your opportunity. And you consider yourself like a soldier in the army of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, waiting to hear the command of come forward. And when you hear that command, you don't hesitate. And that command is, here is the day of Ashura that is going to come, and you respond. You say, that is my time. And how beautiful it would be when you see scores and scores of Muslims, whenever they hear about a good deed, they all rush and they do it. All of us. That's how we change. Individually and collectively. And you can fast the day of Ashura on its own. Just the 10th day of Muharram, that's it. You can add to it the 9th also. That's part of the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But if you miss the 9th, if you cannot do the 9th, you can do the 10th alone. And when we do it in gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking His forgiveness and at the same time aware of the bid'ahs of Ashura. The bid'ah of making it a day of sorrow, and the bid'ah of, as some people do, cooking special food or desserts on that day. It's neither this nor that. But we do it or observe it or we fast it the way that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam did. We don't do anything extra. And we know that any exaggeration is hateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a day of mourning or hitting yourself or injuring yourself and your family. And we say this is a major sin. This is a bid'ah that Allah Azza wa Jal punishes for. We declare ourselves innocent of that or anyone who follows that path. And we invite them all to go back to the way that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and the righteous khulafa and early Muslims observed that day, and to let go of that innovation. The best are those who follow his example, alayhi salatu wasalam, not who deviate from it. So let the advent of Muharram be an opportunity for us to be better and believe in Allah Azza wa Jal's power to transform. So as you transition into a different month, let us also transition into better Muslims and better human beings. We ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, to give us power against and over our sins. We ask Him, Rabbil Alameen, to forgive us all of our sins, the major and the minor, those that we remember and those that we forgot about. We ask Him, Rabbil Alameen, to renew Iman in our hearts. Ya Allah, increase Iman in our hearts. Make us of those who are very close and dear to You. And protect us from the evil of ourselves, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and the temptations of this world and the whispers of the shaitan. Protect us from ghafla, inattentiveness, and make us of those who remember You often, day and night. Ya Allah, we ask You that You preserve our Iman, and the Iman of our spouses, and the Iman of our children and families, and our community. We ask You that You preserve the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, come to the aid of weak Muslims throughout the world. Ya Allah, defend them against their enemies. Ya Allah, feed them and protect them and clothe them. Accept the dead among them as martyrs. Ya Allah, heal their sick. Ya Allah, take care of their orphans and widows. Ya Allah, make us of those who champion them and come to their rescue, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انزل بركاتك على أهل غزة وفلسطين وبلاد الشام وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم ثبت أقدامهم اللهم زدهم إيمانا اللهم تقبل قتلهم شهداء اللهم ارعى أيتامهم وأراملهم اللهم أطعمهم واسقهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحور عدوهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم فرق جمعهم يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقيم الصلاة.